Last month, the Dia Center for the Arts launched the latest in their series of art projects for the web, and the piece is called Phantom Tales. It was created by a Beijing-based artist named Feng Mengbo, who came of age during Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. Using the manual slideshow format of his youth, Mengbo examines the violent stories, the cautionary tales that he was exposed to as a child, and now invites a worldwide audience to share his memories of China in the 1960s and 70s. Studio 360's Jocelyn Gonzalez has this story.
We're seeing his family, and the story is from prior to 1949. They were having a really hard time, and the family had to leave their land, and on the way to a new place, the National Army tries to recruit the father, and he refuses to join, so they kill him.
For most children, storybooks are about fairy tales or talking pets. But for digital media artist Feng Mengbo, the popular picture books and slideshows of his youth were laced with graphic accounts of beatings, shootings, and murdered family members. Young kids were not beyond the reach of propagandist literature during the Chinese Cultural Revolution. The atmosphere of fear these books created is exercised in Phantom Tales, Feng's web project for Dia Center for the Arts. It's a three-part animated slideshow, and the first story is One Silver Dollar, about a poor family that's destroyed by hardship and death. Sarah Tucker is Dia's director of digital media, who helped produce Phantom Tales.
He tried to recreate the same way his eyes moved across the page from one scary point to another scary point, and zooming in on the things that really captured his imagination. And at one point, the landlord is tearing the daughter away from the family and then kills her. You see this kind of pulsing motion, which is supposed to mimic a heartbeat going out of control with emotion.
The images are black and gray, deeply etched like woodcuts, and the tragic events are marked by slashes of crimson. We see the piece unfold through a circular area that scans each illustrated scene, revealing only certain agonized expressions, certain terrible details.
That's my eyes. I mean, when I'm a young boy, yeah. I want to give it back, the feeling. Yeah. They have the same title slideshow, and I saw it many, many times. And every time I just feel, you know, really shocked with that. The name is a little bit strange because in China, the slideshow is called like Huan Deng. Huan Deng means the phantom light. And there's a lot of slideshows produced just by the Chinese army or by the workers or the farmer. You can show it anywhere, you know, just with a light, that's enough.
The second story in Phantom Tales is called The Bloody History of the Three Stones, based on another picture book from 1969, which exposed the horrific working conditions of laborers in Tianjin. The third chapter samples vibrant, patriotic images from a technical manual edited by the People's Liberation Army. The book outlined various techniques to make slideshows more entertaining. Michael Govan is the director of Dia Center's web series.
He took one aspect of the web, which is that it is available everywhere. It's simple and it's inexpensive. And if you think about the project, one of the conceits is this idea of the slideshow, and that in his own culture, the idea of a slideshow is an inexpensive alternative to cinema.
Because Feng's art confronts the reality that Chinese life has been deeply intertwined with the government or the military, he's often tagged as a political artist in the West, but he disagrees with that label.
You know, the Chinese history maybe is full of the history of a revolution, about violence, about political something, but for me, this is not political. It's about memory, it's about icons, about something like that.
And here's the boy now. His whole family's been killed either by the National Army or by the evil landlord. And his mother's last words were, don't forget how your father and sister died.
As Feng Mengbo grew up in China, the violence and hardship depicted in Phantom Tales were still a real-life possibility. The intensity of his first encounters with those stories have stayed with him, as well as the lessons the stories were meant to convey.
The images can still touch you. And sometimes I suddenly woke up, I remember, and they show us such terrible stories and images, animation. They want to tell us we cannot make it happen again, the past.
For Studio 360, I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez.
The artist Feng Mengbo lives in Beijing, and to see Phantom Tales, which is his first art piece created just for the web, visit our website at studio360.org.